Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
More words rolling in here that... If you aren't from Houston, you probably pronounced them incorrectly. Fuquay is getting a lot of love on the text page right now, Seth.
I always wondered if Fuquay is pronounced the way it is because, it, like, maybe earlier in an earlier time, it was pronounced like another word that starts with
Yeah.
But then after a while, I mean, it was one of those things that were like everybody was like back in the day was too religious to like they didn't want anybody to know that they even knew that word. So, you know, they didn't want to protest it because like, well, of course I didn't even
Right. yes. Whenever a national sports host, this is a text message, says humble instead of umble, it pisses me off. LOL.
It isn't. Yeah, and you know what's weird is that they would even say it at all. I guess when an athlete is from Humble, that's when they say it. Oh, he's from Humble, Texas.
Well, the first time I ever got corrected with that, I wasn't even living in Houston at the time. It was in 93, and my brother was on the football team at Notre Dame, and we went up. My dad and I went out there for the first game of the year, and we took Kevin and like three of his teammates out to dinner. And one of them was Bertrand Barry, who played in the NFL for a number of years. He's from Humble. And when we got to dinner, you know, we're sitting down and we're just kind of making small talk and meeting these guys for the first time. And I was a big like recruiting nerd back then. I followed the recruiting really close. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Bert, you're from Humble. He's like, it's Humble.
Which should have been, it could have been a moment where he was flattered that you just off the cuff knew where he was from.
He did. He was a cool guy.
I would imagine people from Humble like get it quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's not a big. Probably kind of sucks. I bet the average person from Humble doesn't even correct somebody most of the time. Like if it's not integral to the conversation, they just let it go because then it's a whole thing.
Probably didn't like that I corrected him back. I'm like, I don't think so. It's Humble. Look at it. H U M B L E.
Didn't go to a lot of class back in the day. I see. Other people taking your tests for you, dummy.
Saw how you got into school. All right.
Yeah.
You jock. Yeah. All right. So the AFC South: Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Tennessee in the division with our Houston Texans here. The Dame Brugler, the athletics draft expert, author of The Beast, which is a gigantic PDF file, which is just way too much to consume.
Awesome when you feel, by the way, a gigantic PDF file with impossibly small type.
Yeah.
Like even when you expand it on your, even when you're looking at it 150%.
Yes.
It just, thanks a lot, Dame Brugler. Right. I trust you to understand the modern NFL when you're sending me stuff in 2003 fashion.
Well, and especially because a PDF file, you can do bigger fonts because it's not like you're worried about the size of a book or number of pages or killing trees or anything like that. Like, we're happy to like not strain our eyes and have to click straight to page 852,
You know another thing, Sean?
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of audiobooks. Let me tell you, audiobook authors, I am not downloading your PDF, your accessory PDF. Every time you refer to it while I'm listening to it while driving or something, I'm like, I'm not gonna pull over to a rest area so I can scroll open to a PDF on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him, Seth. Give it to him. Give those audio.
I don't know what
authors.
I don't know what the other option is or whatever. It's actually pretty cool that you provide it. But
it
I
is.
Just don't use
yeah,
it.
Not while you're driving.
I always think I'm going to do it too. I was like, yeah, later I'm gonna go back and look at that PDF.
Yeah, there's some supporting material. All right, so
I never do.
So what's the so what did the teams in the division do that concern us the most in the draft here? And we'll start with the Colts. Dane Brugler rates all the draft classes 1 through 32. People will not be happy with how he graded the Houston Texans. I will say that.
We'll get to that at the end there.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
For one, I just got to tell you, because as I was going through, I wanted to be sure and double-check all these draft picks. One little thing I've always appreciated about the AFC South, Sean, is that Houston, Indianapolis, and Jacksonville alphabetically are right in succession.
Yes.
I don't know.
I love that.
I've never said that out loud, but every time I come across like some kind of list that I'm trying to click on, I'm like, oh, it's kind of nice that they're all lumped. And then you got your bastard kid that you hate, the Titans. Off there in first cousin Marriageville.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, wait, you got to scroll down to where the table for – it's not even at the kids' table at Thanksgiving. These kids have to go eat in the outhouse because they still have outhouses in Tennessee.
Right, right. Can't you move to a city that begins with G or K, please? All right.
The biggest one – now, Adonai Mitchell is one. I was thinking about making it Adonai Mitchell because, look – by pure physical talent and everything else, it looks like, man, that's a real bargain. They got him with it was the 20th pick in the second round, I believe.
Yes, correct, yeah.
I guess the one question I would have is, all right, for all of the pre-draft smoke about him perhaps having attitude issues or not managing his diabetes well or whatever, maybe there was something to that. But I think the guy that I'd be most concerned about is Leatu Latu, the defensive end, because partly for selfish reasons, I love Latu the kid. I love that he is about as polished a college pass rusher as I have ever seen. And yet at the same time, there's a lack of physicality to his game that I don't know he has the athleticism to compensate for. So, like, if you think about some of the great defensive ends who weren't necessarily the most physical, you think about, like, Simeon Rice back in the day. Like, Simeon Rice was a freak athlete. And also when it came to pass rush, like, he didn't like to necessarily tackle in the run game or anything, but he could long arm and he could do some of the power stuff. Or you think about, like Dwight Freeney was undersized but was just ferociously athletic and had that just absurd spin move.
Mm-hmm.
Latu is not that athletic when he comes up against a guy like Laremy Tunsil, for instance. I have a hard time seeing him beat Laremy Tunsil. So part of it's just my own personal prediction standard. Like, I can't have Latu end up being good because I've got all these reservations about him.
Well,
but and he doesn't like he does. He had that neck injury that kept him out of football for 2 years.
Yeah.
And when you watch him play, he does like he really does not want contact. He does not want that smoke. He keeps out of hard contact, and it bothers me a little bit. Because it doesn't bother me in the way that, like, I think he's a wimp or anything, because he's got this neck issue that he has to protect. But it results in a game that's very unphysical. He gets stuffed at the line sometimes, and it's like he's up against a brick wall.
There's a video that surfaced yesterday of Chris Ballard right after whoever was picking before the Colts took an offensive player.
Yeah.
And he is looking like the cat that ate the canary. It's only a 5-second video, but after the 14th pick gets announced, he's looking around the room at all his people with a big grin on his face, like, we just got the best edge rusher in the draft.
it felt so much like last year when they had like that look of shock and disgust on their face, and they realized that there were cameras in the room or last year in the draft. And then when they picked Anthony Richardson, they were like, yeah, it's exactly what we wanted to happen.
Yeah.
It's exactly what we wanted to happen.
This felt genuine. And I say that because Ballard grew out his hair. He's got a little DGAF going on right now.
I noticed in one of his press conferences in the offseason that he was wearing a hat, but I could see kind of like you could see the hair coming out the back.
He's growing it out. It looks good. It's kind of wavy. It looks good on him.
He might be. I remember when Coughlin won the Super Bowl with the Giants that year, you know, there were some elements going into 2006 for the Giants that were similar to maybe how Chris Ballard feels right now, where it's like, okay, all right, man, like, it's been long enough. Like, this is it for you. You're going to get fired if you don't do something. And Coughlin told me, they went into that year and basically he told Judy Coughlin, mm-hmm. his wife, like you know what? If this is going to be it, and if it doesn't work out for us this year, this will probably be my last year as a head coach in the NFL, and I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
He let his hair down metaphorically.
Yeah.
He didn't have any hair to let down. But he, metaphorically let his hair down, and it was reflected in the way his players responded to it.
I remember. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wonder, when I see something like that with Ballard and the hair, I'm like, man, I hope his marriage is okay. Like, that's the move of, a middle-aged guy. Like, I'm going to grow my hair out. I'm going to grow it long. You know, you're trying to get back out there, you know. So I'm not saying it's not okay. I just hope it's okay. I don't know Chris Ballard, but, I hope his marriage is okay. You know, he's not out there, getting ready to go on a singles cruise or something like that. So, yes, I'm Colts most concerned about the weapons. Adonai Mitchell in the second round. Boy, John Harris really liked this Anthony Gould that they took in the fifth round from Oregon State also. That was one of those John Harris, hands-on-the-head picks in the fifth round. Like, the Colts just got a steal. Yeah, yeah. So that's mine. Let's do Jacksonville.
If he's anything like Elliott Gould, I'm not worried.
No, me neither.
Horrible football player.
Not all that great an actor either. Jacksonville, which you got to go all the way down to.
This is an easy one. I go Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU.
Yeah,
obviously a wide receiver.
And I think the cadre of weapons, right? You add him to Gabe Davis, to Christian Kirk, to Evan Ingram, to Etienne. Trevor Lawrence doesn't have excuses here, you know?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think this, it's easy to say this now, after you're a few years into Calvin Ridley's career, but I think the upside for Brian Thomas is certainly higher now than whatever Calvin Ridley's going to end up being, potentially. And, for a guy with this catch radius that can come down with 50-50 balls, I worry that Trevor Lawrence, man, the one thing is, as skeptical as I am of Trevor Lawrence in some respects, man, some of the, when you watch in person especially, you can see some of these balls that he throws are just perfectly layered. And like, he makes some big time throws. So if you pair him with a 6'3" receiver that's awesome on 50-50 balls, mm-hmm. like so many other LSU players from the past,
yeah.
you can see where there could be a lot of plays where Derek Stingley might have him covered perfectly and Brian Thomas still comes down with the ball because it's a well-placed ball between Brian Thomas and the sideline. So that's what concerns me about
Yeah, him. I think what Thomas adds to what was already, you know, I think probably an above-average set of weapons, I would say. It's not like... It, without Brian Thomas, it wasn't like scary. And you got to see what Thomas is still. I mean, he's still a rookie. He's still raw compared to his teammate, Malik Nabers, but his college teammate. But yeah, I'm with you on that one. As far as the Titans go, the thing that scares me is what if Tavondre Sweat turns into what you think he could turn into if he were to get serious about his weight? Because he's got great technique, as you've pointed out many times.
Well, yeah.
You know, and him next to Jeffrey Simmons in the interior.
And playing nose tackle in a 3-4 when they are in their base 3-4 alignment, he could be hell. He could really be hell. The thing that's different though is, you know, when the Eagles took the monstrous defensive tackles in successive years out of the University of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Those guys are 320, 330. Like, they're huge, but they can also stay on the field on third down. Tavondre Sweat, for where he went in the draft, I thought was a reach. And yet, I could see against a team like the Texans that has struggled to run the ball so far that he could be a real headache for the Texans.
Yeah.
So that's a and also for personal – just for personal pride's sake, if I'm calling it a bad pick to take him at number 2 overall, if he ends up being an awesome player for 10 years, then old Sethers whiffed on that one. But it also just brings back too many memories of like, the Texans maybe didn't think that much of this guy, but this kid from Texas gets drafted by the Tennessee Titans and ends up beating the Texans, a la Vince Young.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be right. And he and Simmons are lined up over what is the Achilles heel of the offense right now, the interior of the offensive line, you know?
Oh, yeah, which reminds me, that's my most risky or how are we? Oh, the one that scares me the most. The pick that scares me the most from the Cowboys, for similar reasons, I think, is just like Cooper Beebe, the guard that got drafted in the fourth. Did he go in the fourth or third?
Third
round.
Yep, 73rd overall.
Round.
Yep.
So, like, Cooper Beebe, as he started to slide down through the second round, I started wondering, all right, well, if the Texans really believe that, okay, either Patterson or Kenyon Green can end up being the guard for them, or maybe even Kendrick Green, and they feel good about that competition, they're certainly not going to take Cooper Beebe. Mm-hmm. And yet, boy, that looks like good value there late in the second round. So if the competition doesn't work out and, you know, the Texans still don't have a good left guard this year, then I'm going to be, and Cooper Beebe ends up being really good, that's going to sting.
Yeah, that they passed on him, that they drafted maybe Blake, because they were of mind to take an offensive lineman there. They were okay with it, but that they took, and especially Blake Fisher doesn't work out at 59, right?
Then as a double whammy.
Yeah.
Right, to take a tackle instead of a guard, because you felt good about the unproven guys at guard. And I'm like, but I'm out, Patterson for the Texans is my, like, secret guy that I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
That sucked
when he got hurt last year. Big time sucked when he got hurt last year. Did you see the footage of Micah Parsons reacting to the pick of Tyler Guyton with the 29th overall to the Cowboys on the Bleacher Report with him and CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't appear to be a fan.
He wasn't happy about it?
Yeah, he didn't appear to be a fan.
He has no filters, man, this kid. He's got no filters whatsoever. He's on television and his team picks and he's showing disgust. Which I'm guessing Cowboys fans are getting sick of. Because, like, he's just openly talked about how he might leave in free agency and in ways that it's not even, you don't even get the sense that he's doing it for a negotiating tactic even. He's just a stream of consciousness, which is awesome if you're not a fan of that team, but I think they got to be getting a little sick of it.
It shows you how great a player he is that if you asked all those Cowboy fans, they'd probably be like, all right, do you want to get rid of him? They'd be like, no.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean, he's the maybe the best defensive player in football. Okay, you know?
That Bleacher Report broadcast, or excuse me, was it Bleacher Report?
Bleacher Report.
The Bleacher Report broadcast that had Micah Parsons and CJ Stroud on it. It's won C.J. Stroud a lot of fans in two places. One, the AFC North, because he He was adamantly defending the AFC North as the best division in football. So I saw a lot of different people responding to that video, basically like, hell yeah, that's right, all this. And then in San Francisco, because after the 49ers drafted the receiver there.
Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, Ricky Pearsall. Yeah. You know, CJ was really upset. And like you're saying, that's his guy. That's who he wanted. So 49ers fans, that's circulating big. And I went to a couple different 49ers sites where that was a much clicked-upon article.
Yeah, they like that. Boy, he hated seeing Pearsall go off the board.
He loves Pearsall.
He recoiled and fell backwards on the couch. You know, like
texted one of his friends about how angry he was. Yeah,
he loved him some Pearsall. I remember he said, that's okay. We're going to get a wide receiver. And
you know what? You know what though? A couple of our listeners said that he may have said we're probably not taking a receiver anyway.
Oh, okay.
He kind of mumbled it a little bit. Or
okay,
Micah was probably talking about puppies or something. So yeah, he may have said we're probably not getting a receiver anyway because he's thinking, all right, well we traded for Stephon Diggs. What am I gonna?
Yeah, yeah. Well, then that's and that's
ask
what
for
I would,
everything.
That's what I would say to the people who complain like they didn't get CJ any weapons at wide receiver in the draft. Like no, they moved back in this draft and got a pick that they used on Stephon Diggs. I get it. It's not the same as drafting a guy in the second or third round and having him on a rookie contract for 4 years.
Yeah.
But if we're living in the now, and that's what the Texans are doing. D'Amico Ryan said it. We are trying to build the best team for 2024. Stephon Diggs builds you the best team for 2024.
Well, yeah, likewise. I think and also not taking a receiver without reading too much into it because you only have so many draft picks.
That's right.
A lot of times people's gut reaction to their team after a draft is almost a complaint about them not having 17 first round picks.
Yeah.
Because it's like you only have several top three, first three rounds, you know, so you just can't go after every guy that you want. But if you do want to read into it, at the very least, it could also be that they do feel that good about John Metchie or, you know, and the way he's perhaps responded physically now being over a year removed from cancer treatment.
Yep.
So there's that. But likewise, you know, like kind of like in not taking Cooper, in taking an offensive tackle instead of Cooper Beebe, a guard, maybe they really do feel that good about the competition at guard right now in-house.
That would be great. And not delusionally feeling that way about it, like legitimately feeling that way about it.
That was one thing on the draft broadcast on Friday night. I was happy to talk to both Vandermeer and John Harris talked about how much Kenyon Green has been around at the building.
Yeah.
And that, you know, in January, he got his body right. He didn't have to rehab in January. He could just work out like a football player in January.
Great.
So we might see a different version of Kenyon Green, who's just had a litany of injury after injury after injury.
That would be sweet. I mean, if they get something out of that pick, that would be great. All right, Payne and Pendergast. We talked a lot about rookies for the Texans this week. We got a rookie for the Astros that we're going to be talking about here. Getting to know Loper Fido. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.